And then we do have a special guest with us today. Our Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden is here. Welcome, Lieutenant Governor. We're glad to have you with us. And we're going to be doing a special recognition from some folks that South Dakota is very proud of. They've gone above and beyond. And with that, Secretary, did you want to provide any comments as we...
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And as the conservation officers are walking in the room here, I will give them a couple of minutes to all get in. I know we have a good group. All right, perfect. Well, first off, yes, what a day it is to recognize, have the abilities to recognize these conservation officers in front of you commissioners, in front of the Lieutenant Governor, having the Lieutenant Governor here to do so as well. But I'm going to say a few words before we do so and turn this over to Lieutenant Governor to give a little background as to why this recognition is so deserved. Between June 21st through June 24th of this year, just a few weeks ago, Southeast South Dakota experienced obviously some record rainfalls and in a short amount of time causing major flash flooding across much of the area in the Southeast. So this is our Southeast officer squad that are standing here in front of us here today. Throughout that time frame, our conservation officers answered the call time and time again. It was amazing some of the stories we've heard. They responded to numerous search and rescue calls, which oftentimes put them, their patrol vehicles and their patrol boats in precarious situations, dangerous situations. Our officers responded to over 30 calls and rescued over 55 people from their flooded cars, campers, and houses. Many of the individuals rescued from the rising floodwaters were quite literally pulled from dangerous situations. Act of courage time and time again. As the calls came in, our officers responded and worked closely with many other agencies to reach the stranded individuals. They paired up with the local police, sheriff, fire, search and rescue departments when necessary. They routinely launched their boats into road ditches. I've watched videos of this. It was absolutely incredible, off of gravel roads whenever possible. And at times, boats were pushed, shoved, and drug on and off trailers to get to these people as fast as possible. They worked all hours of the day, 24 hours a day, and through the night, from head to toe. They were covered in rain and rising floodwaters. And it's very heartwarming to hear some of the stories of courage and just the overall amount of effort that went into this. I can't be more proud. The department can't be more proud, and that's why we're recognizing all of you here today. So from the bottom of my heart, as far as the department, we want to thank you. We also have Lieutenant Governor here to recognize you for your efforts. It is amazing some of the stories that we continually hear time and time again, how many of the other local search and rescue, you know, the police department, sheriff departments, they cannot say enough good things about our conservation officers across the state, especially the folks, the men and women standing here in front of me today. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Lieutenant Governor. This is a very well-deserved recognition. Your efforts did not go unnoticed, and we just want to say thank you. Lieutenant Governor, thank you.
Well, thank you all. Maybe I'll just wander over here a little bit. I want to start, I don't have any formal remarks, but I did want to talk to you all, of course, and first of all, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. You know, I was being a little nostalgic flying down here, and I was visiting with John, who was a lawyer for GF&P before he came to work with us. And I was kind of reflecting on my past and my experiences in the legislature and just how far we've come in the last 25 years. There's been a huge paradigm shift in the GF&P department. And in my early days, I remember as a new legislator just how mind-numbingly frustrated I was about this huge gulf between the landowners and the sportsmen. And it made no sense to me. And it made no sense to me that, and I'll speak plainly, that we had a Game Fish and Parks Department that was in the middle of that divide and worked to keep that divide broad. And so, I'll say in the last 10 years, Kelly Heffler was a key component to start that shift. And we went through a lot of battles through those years. And the whole Recreation and Respect program, which I thought was a huge step in the right direction for our relationships. But also, you know, the people I see in front of me, it makes me smile when I think about the relationships and the friendships I have with many of you on the board, and your hearts for doing the right thing, for promoting recreation and the next generation of hunters and fishers to recultivate that culture in our state. So I want to sincerely tell you, on behalf of the governor and myself, just how proud we are of the work that you're doing. So thank you very much. And to our conservation officers, I remember also years ago, the first time Christy and I met with all the conservation officers in Huron, and they were all sitting in a room, three sides, and Governor, unannounced, asked me to get up and say a few words, and so we have probably 100 conservation officers, and I remember standing up there saying, well, it wasn't many years ago, if I envisioned a scene like this, it would have been my worst nightmare. But I've come a long way, and I just wanted to tell you how much respect that we have for you. I think sometimes, you know, South Dakota is a special place, and we have a lot of special people. And at the top of that list are the people that will put themselves in harm's way to defend others. You know, we have quality people. But for the people that, like yourselves, that will step up to the plate every single day and answer the call to serve, thank you. We appreciate you, and your work does not go unnoticed. So that's what we're here for today, is to recognize you and to say thank you for the service that you've provided and for the work you've done. So thank you all.
So I believe we do have, the Lieutenant Governor brought some challenge coins for each and every one of you, and I'd like to have each of you come up when I call your name. Lieutenant Governor will give you that challenge coin, and yes, it's a token of our appreciation. So first one on my list is Tony Stokely. Tony, come on up, sir.
Where do you want to do this? Right here?
Yeah, right in the middle.
Jared Hill. Dan Altman. Matt Talbert. Craig Fischel. Justin Harmon. Christopher Sierra. Taylor Etherington. Tanner Peets. Alex Osborne. Dylan Urban. Shane Peterson. Also want to recognize an intern that's worked also in flooding, Trey Kelderman. We have three others that are on virtually, I believe, as well, and we'll get you these challenge coins, but to accept those challenge coins, and Jeremy Rowe also deserves a few challenge coins for leading this team. He is our regional supervisor for this district, for this squad. Jeremy, thank you so much for your leadership. We can also give Jeremy the challenge coins for Taylor Kirchner, Don Elway, and Josh Vandenbosch. That would be fantastic. And there's two other gentlemen in this room I'd like to acknowledge before we are done with our recognition here. I want to acknowledge Brandon, officer. Brandon, for just doing some incredible work. He is our deputy chief. Brandon, come on up and get a challenge coin for all your hard work. And last but not least, our chief, Sam Skelhaus. Chief Skelhaus here. Sam has been the leader of this entire section. Sam has done some incredible things to keep everybody organized, and just the leadership quality. Sam, you're very deserving of this, so come up and get a challenge coin as well. So thank you. And that concludes the recognition of the commission meeting. And I just want to close by saying thank you once again. Keep up the great work. Just super proud of this team. And the rest of Team GF&P is super proud and appreciative of all the work you folks do day in and day out. So, yes, thank you. Stay safe out there and enjoy the rest of the summer. So, excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you all for being here. We'll just take a 5-minute ease so we can have everybody exit, and then we'll come back and close out today's meeting. All right, and welcome back, everyone. That takes us to the very end of our agenda. At this time, we do ask if anybody has any agenda items for the commission to consider at our next commission meeting, which is in September, and it will be taking place in Rapid City. With that, do we have any items that the commission would like to suggest for our next commission meeting? Seeing none, just a final note of thanks to the folks at Palisades State Park, Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Yesterday's event was a great event. Today, we will be heading out to the outdoor campus, Sioux Falls, for a groundbreaking. We are seeing lots of growth, as was alluded to by many that have spoke over the last few days. And so that's a kudos to the department and their vision and their dedication to our great way of life that they're sharing with South Dakota. With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.